This is Twit.
We streamed Satya Nadella's RGV to CW speech.
That cleverly hidden message.
What was that, by the way?
Oh, I don't even know. We found out before the end of our stream. It's base 64 for devs. It's his way of saying developers, developers, developers.
I wouldn't give him personal credit for that, but yes.
It was clever. I thought that was clever. Yeah. Do you think somebody said, Mr. Nadella, if you put RGV to CW behind you, the world... Yeah.
It'll be super cool.
It will be super cool.
Yeah. I don't think he even knew about it. I think they just said, hey, stand here. Read that.
You don't think that's his house? Was that his house?
It looked like
a set.
That's
a good question. I think a lot of those were sets.
It doesn't look like that all the time. I can tell you that.
Well, and then we watched the Imagine Cup, which was better, frankly. Because it didn't have, I don't know, it just felt a little less awkward.
You know why it was better?
Why?
It was the reason everything was better. Because everything was held to 20 to 30 minutes.
Yes, short.
Honestly, that made it better.
Yeah.
Just get to the point.
I'll agree with you on that.
You know?
Yeah.
I know. Keep things moving. That's always good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
I would have changed the order of things a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me just... So we watched Scott Hanselman, and I had a blast with that because he's sitting in his clearly was his own computer. And he loves, you know, he's a real geek. And so he loved playing and pushing all the buttons. And it was really cool. He had a stream deck. We caught the stream deck. And he's making the lights behind him change colors. And, you know, he's just...
And why does he have one of these in his house, you ask? Because...
He's a podcaster. That's why.
Okay.
Didn't his kids speak a little view in the door or something, too?
Yeah, and his was more natural than the Panos Panay faux.
Every time a child appeared on any video, it was very obviously not
staged.
Natural.
Yeah, stage.
And that was the one thing. You got to give them credit for pulling this thing off. It was awesome overall.
I thought they did great.
I think the stuff they did from home was... I think it's an interesting insight. I think I said this to Brad Mehdi this morning. You know, it's really interesting. You see the executives like Scott Gu or Satya Nadella, whoever, and they're these in their, you know, mansions or whatever. And then there's like these, it's like this guy or woman who works on Edge or this person who, you know, kind of a 20 something, and they're in like an apartment.
I loved it.
You know, with nothing.
It was real. It was genuine. I really loved it. That stuff was really genuine.
Yeah.
I thought it was really, really great.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. Now, we had to tune out before Scott. In fact, we tuned out. We watched most of Hanselman's piece, but we stopped when he started doing .NET. As soon as it went to Visual Studio, I like the VS Code stuff, of course.
Yeah.
In fact, I've been told I'm going to be bumped ahead in the line on that cool, you know, what do they call it? I love it. Anyway, there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to talk about. Mm-hmm. Holy cow! Let's get started. So, build continue. It finishes today. It's only a 2-day event.
Mm-hmm. It's all tomorrow's like reruns of content. So
streaming.
If you miss anything, you can watch tomorrow.
That's one thing I love about this is that nobody had to pay for it, and everybody was invited.
And look, no one is saying this exactly this way. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of speculation around. Someday in the future, Microsoft and other companies will have these in-person conferences. Yes. But how will this experience impact what those things look like? Because in the very near future, and then in the future going, you know, forever maybe, there are just going to be people who don't want to come physically and be around that many people.
Right. Yeah. You've spoiled us.
So will they do something like this plus the live event?
Yes, because there are still people who want to get together.
Oh, you missed that part, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, of course. But I mean, you know, like this really ties into what they were saying about Teams as long ago as, you know, February, which sounds like 3 years ago now. But when this work at home thing first started, I think it was, I don't want to say it, it doesn't matter. I don't want to get his name wrong. But one of the corporate vice presidents for Microsoft was saying, look, this is going to change work forever. It is not a temporary thing. Mm. And so if you think about like
Jared Spataro. Jared Spataro.
Probably. I can't remember which one it was, but probably Jared Spataro. I just didn't want to get it wrong. But, you know, the idea is that, look, in the future, we will have these meetings and they'll be in person. But the capabilities of Microsoft Teams allows you to record those meetings. It allows people to come in remotely while it's live. for people who watch it later or even live. There'll be live translations of the language. There'll be automatic textual display of what's being said. You know, there are like all these advantages to doing it both ways at the same time. And I think you could apply that to the conference situation.
Yeah. And you got to figure when they're looking at expenses, the expense of doing build this way versus the expense of having everybody come to Seattle, renting the convention center, all the food. Right. I mean, you have to look at that if you're weighing this.
But they can't just cut it off. Like, in other words,
No.
You know, I don't know what the attendance level at build was, 5,000-6,000, something like that, probably.
About that.
Yeah, so maybe in the future, it's, you know, 2 years from now or something, it's 2,000 people want to show up. Mm-hmm. So maybe they can book a smaller venue, but maybe they can do this online component where it's live.
Yeah.
And they repeat sessions like they're doing for different time zones, and people can watch these things from home or at work or whatever the situation is, you know?
Yeah. I think that'd be cool.
That sounds great.
And you know what worked this week, and I was worried about this, was how would they hold up under the load of all the people coming in and talking in the stream and watching the stream. And most, I haven't seen many people complain about it going down. Very few. Very, very few.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't even aware of any. So that's good.
Yeah. So that was a good test of how this would all work. For sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, overall... it was great.